is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now, back to Frank Cusimano from the McBride and Son Home Studios.
On the all-new 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM and InsideSTL.com.
Welcome back. Hollywood Casino Press Box on the all-new 590 The Fan. Frank Cusimano with you until 12 o'clock. Travis Ford in a couple of minutes. Westminster Christian Academy, where Travis sends two of his children, is open for business. Yes, it's one of the finest schools. It's in town and country. The facilities are off the charts. Two baseball fields, the best tennis courts in St. Louis, the best swimming pool in St. Louis, three gyms, beautiful football complex. If you're looking for a school for your son or daughter, they start in seventh grade. It's not incredibly expensive. The teachers are outstanding. It's a Christian education. You will absolutely love Westminster Christian Academy. All right. Let's see. How about this story? Attorneys for a major league soccer ownership group appear closely involved with St. Louis' potential purchase of a downtown stadium site. Public records released Monday show. The city's land clearance for redevelopment authority has said the site could host a soccer stadium, but soccer was not the only consideration in pursuing a purchase option for 30 acres north of Highway 40 near 22nd Street. However, the role of an MLS ownership group's attorneys raises questions about the process. How about that? Could soccer be coming to St. Louis? I was told there was something was going to happen before Thanksgiving. In fact, I did a talk the other night, and Bob O'Loughlin was there, and he seemed confident that it was going to happen. So keep your fingers crossed. The MLS may be coming to St. Louis. All right, we're going to read a couple of texts. Let's see. Well, I mean, what else?
Stephen Wildwood adds, I hope Ford and Odom can keep getting players. Local players. He's not a fan of watching the local players win outside of the state.
Yeah. Well, I feel good about Travis's chances. He's already gotten Goodwin and Gordon, and he may add either Torrance Watson or another guard in the area. I'm a little discouraged about Mizzou's recruiting with some of the big-time football players in our town right now. We'll see what happens. A lot of kids change their minds. There's no doubt about it.
Frank, if the Cubs continue to win a few more World Series, do you think they become the new hated team in Major League Baseball? Kind of like what the Yankees were about 15 years ago.
Well, I guess if they win enough, I think they're kind of likable now, at least for mainstream America. You know, they love seeing that drought end. But I guess if they really got good and were, yeah, I could see them being hated eventually.
Frank, they need to cut back on Kobe Bob's morphine drip. He's becoming delusional.
I don't know. Everything he said was was right on, unfortunately.
Cubby Bob is trolling all of Frank's listeners from a hospital bed. guys, I'm very worried about the Blues. Allen does not look good enough. Three players I don't see the fascination with. One, Yaskin. He says he's the epitome of Jag, just a guy. Two, Laterra. He says he's boring. Three, sorry, but I don't get the fascination with Jaden Schwartz. Good player, but not great. Not what you build around. Just my two cents, the SoCo window washer.
Well, you know, it's interesting that two of the players that they are really basing their future on, Jaden Schwartz and Robbie Fabbri, are not exactly physically dominating players. And they're both really skilled. And look, there's plenty of guys that have been that size and have been successful. But that's your future right there. Two of those guys, and they're both very small.
No, Coach Turkey Neck says Allen has never done it as a top goalie either. Check out the website that calculates your tax savings with Trump. Turns out I get free college for my last son. Didn't know there was a website for that. I didn't know Trump had a tax plan.
I don't think that's happening.
Yeah.
I don't think there will be free college for anyone unless Bernie Sanders got in there. And that would have been impossible to do, too.
Yes. That's just one of those things that people are just going to have to let go of. You want to deny a few 18-year-old men millions of dollars and risk injury without pay to make college basketball better. Make your money whenever you can. And don't worry about the billion-dollar college basketball industry. It's from the 314.
Well, what about this idea? What do you guys think about this? That if you want to go straight to the NBA, you absolutely can go straight to the NBA. But if you're going to go to college, you're going to go there for 2 years.
Similar to what baseball does.
Yes.
I agree with that.
Yeah.
That's a sentiment I can get.
And I can't, you know what, like there's some kids that don't belong in college. They shouldn't be there, you know? And if they don't want to go to class and pass classes and, you know, get the 12 hours done that first semester, then they shouldn't be in college. And it's a joke that they have a state U on their backs or on their fronts.
It just shows what a business it is rather than, you know, it kind of makes a mockery of the student athlete thing when you have that going on.
Exactly.
And, you know, it's not even a secret that some of those guys don't want to be there. So I really do think you could improve the system by making those few changes.
And remember, you don't have to, go to class your second semester. I mean, if you know you're going to the NBA draft and everybody see, you can read mock drafts and you know you're going to be a top 7 or 8 pick, why would you wake up at 7 a.m. to get to a chemistry class? Not that they're taking chemistry classes anyway, but why would you do it? So it is a joke. And, you know, I'd love it too. At all these NCAA tournaments, and I'm sure you've covered a few of these, Brendan, over the years, that when they had these podium things, we're going to begin with the coach and then the student athletes next.
Yeah.
Give me a break. Nope. All right. Let's see what else. Well, you know, this soccer story is the STL Today did quite a story on this thing. Two potential MLS ownership groups have been public about their efforts, Foundry St. Louis and MLS2 STL. Now, I don't want to say anything disparaging about the Foundry group, but I think the MLS2 STL is the group that's going to bring us soccer because they have all the money. They're led by Dave Peacock, and it involves some of the same business interests that sought to keep the Rams here. So you could say, wait a minute, they went 0-1. No, but I think that's the group that has the money. Now, Foundry is led by a good man, this Dan Cortes. He's a retired senior staff member from Express Scripts, but I'm not sure if they're having the dialogue with the commish that MLS2 STL is having. So we'll find out about
that. I also don't necessarily think that the deck is stacked against these guys in this instance as much as it was when it was against the NFL.
Yeah, that's a great point, because let's remember, as soon as they lost the Rams, Commissioner Garber made inquiries about St. Louis. I mean, he's had to have eyed the market for years, and then boom, they just lost an NFL team. Oh, let's go after him.
Yeah, this league is looking to come here. The other league was looking to depart, and so those are the differences.
Great. All right, let's welcome to the program the head basketball coach at St. Louis University, Travis Ford. Travis, good to be with you. How you doing?
Doing great, Frank. Appreciate it. Thank you. Doing good.
Right off the bat, we just spoke with Mike DeCourcy, and I'm going to ask you the same question. If you're in charge of college basketball and the NCAA, what would you do with superstars in high school? Would you allow them to go straight to the league, do a one and done, or make them stay for two? If you were in charge, what would you do?
Well, I would probably allow them the option to go out of high school. I think at this point in time, some of these kids, as we've seen, not very few of them are ready, but there are a few. If they're, you know, if they're not interested at all going to college and somebody's going to draft them, then I think they should be at least have that option, as long as you're 18 years old. I think a good age is 18 years old. If you're 18 years old, I think you should have that, you should have that decision to be made. If you're 18 years old, you can vote. If you're 18 years old, you can serve in the Army. If you're 18 years old, you should have the option and the decision that you can make to, if you would like to go to the NBA or not. Obviously this is an NBA rule. This is not a college rule. A lot of people, don't understand. This is an NBA rule. It has, college has nothing to do with this rule. So that's the big misunderstanding a lot. But I think that the bottom line is if you're 18 years old, you should be able to decide whether, all right, I'd like to go to college for a year or two and then go to the NBA, or, hey, I'm 18 years old, I want to go on to the NBA if they're going to allow me to come.
Yeah, educate us on this. If you're a great player and you come to a school, do you have to pass a certain amount of hours that first semester to be able to play in the second semester?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. There's standards every semester that you have to reach, percentage to graduate, GPA, different things like that that you have to have in order to stay eligible. Absolutely.
So you could pass that first semester 12 hours, but if you know right. you're going to go to the NBA draft, you really don't have to go that second semester, correct?
Well, you've got to be enrolled in 12 hours. In order to be an eligible player, you have to be enrolled in 12 hours. You can't be enrolled in anything less than 12 hours. One thing we see a lot with guys who are going to the NBA or even seniors, I've ran into this a lot, even seniors that at the end of the second semester, yes, they're enrolled in 12 hours, but as soon as the season's over, they go and start training and they either drop the classes or do whatever, and it hurts, the academic performance of the team a little bit. But they're moving on to their next, as much as we encourage them highly, you need to graduate, you're so close. A lot of these kids will leave as soon as the season is over and they're seniors, and they're encouraged by agents, different people to go start training for the NBA or training for a professional contract, and they don't end up graduating. They have intentions that they'll think in their head that, I'll finish in 2 or 3 years. I need to go train right now. I'll finish these 12 hours, next summer. And a lot of them, as we know, end up not doing that. So that's a big problem we have, especially with seniors and guys that are going to go to the NBA, even if they're freshmen, sophomores, or juniors, that when the season is over, they kind of go AWOL on you.
Travis Ford joins us, Hollywood Casino Press Box on the all-new 590 The Fan. So last night, it looked like after a tough beginning, you guys moved the ball and you jammed it inside. You had some pretty good spacing, and Reggie Igbeko responded with 18 points and 14 rebounds.
Well, we were totally out of our element Friday night in the opener for whatever reason, for everything we'd worked on for 4 or 5 weeks. Guys really were struggling and were very hesitant in our ball movement, very hesitant in running our plays and abandoning plays and just breaking them down. All we worked on Saturday and Sunday was the fundamentals of our offense and moving the ball very, very quickly and spacing, cutting hard, screening hard, getting the ball inside. We did specific drills where we worked on just getting the ball inside. And as any coach would tell you, you're really, really proud of the team when they take what you've worked on for 2 days and emphasize, and they go out and do a much better job of it. Much better job, and really proud of our team as far as that is concerned. I thought overall, other than free throw shooting, other than a few loose balls and a few breakdown rotations wide defensively, I thought we played very well for our basketball team.
What about Reggie? He's the one guy you have, I think, on the roster. I think the only guy who could actually get on the block and cause some problems and score. I mean, the other night against Ball State, he was getting great position. He just missed a couple, and then he made them late. But what about Reggie?
Yeah, Frank, Reggie, what he did last night, for our team to have any type of success, we're going to need that on a consistent basis. He's our most physical player down low. He's, I believe, is a little more athletic than what people think. He can go. He showed last night he can go above the rim and rebound, which is very important. He can do that. He gives us a post-up presence, somebody you can throw the ball to. We've just got to get, as we've told him last night, his pluses outweighed his minuses. And when we start grading out film, doing different things, and that's what we have to have. Sometimes in practice or even in other games that we've played, whether it be a scrimmage or whatever it may be, we get him the ball down low, but he's walked. He's missed easy ones and different things like that. Last night, he put some production behind it. With that said, Frank, I think a very underrated post player that hopefully you're going to start seeing is Elliot Wilmer. He can score in the post. He's got probably the best moves in the post. He probably got the best moves. He just doesn't have the physicality or the experience that Reggie has. But we are going to really work on the next couple of days of trying to get him more touches in the post, especially when we're playing with Reggie and Elliot together, which we did probably 70% of the time last night. it gives us a little more scoring option threats, because our team, no doubt about it, we're going to struggle to score at times. I mean, we're going to struggle at times to score, but Elliott can step out and shoot threes, as he did early last night, made two back-to-back nice threes to get us going. Also, if we can start posting a little bit, I think it will open a lot of other things up for our team.
Travis Ford joins us on the press box. Interesting, on yesterday at practice, Ken Hitchcock, after a tough weekend for the Blues, decided to go completely positive, and he said, hey, we just had our best practice. I feel good about this club. I like the direction. He went positive after a negative weekend. What were you like Saturday and Sunday after a rough night Friday with your club? All right. Okay. We are back. We apologize for that. Travis, are you with us? Apparently we lost Travis Ford. Something went wrong here. Something went terribly wrong. We just lost everybody. We apologize for that, but I can tell you that the Billikens will be in action on Thursday night. Yes. They will face Eastern Illinois and Jay Spoonhour. We have to coach Ford back. Coach, we apologize for that. Thank you.
All right. No problem.
Did you go, look, I know it's tough to be positive after a tough loss, but how did you handle Friday night with your players?
Well, that's a good question. Our team is a very, very pretty much inexperienced team as far as guys starting and playing heavy minutes like they're going to have to do. So I talked to them mostly after the game in the locker room, just about the mental approach to the games. Didn't talk X and O's at all, but the mental approach of competing and expecting to compete at a high level, not just settling or being average and accepting a certain outcome or accepting a certain type play, but how to set a high standard and then what it takes to try to live up to that. And that's what I talked about after the game. But I walked in Saturday morning. We had practice, I think at 2 o'clock or whatever, Saturday, excuse me. Walked in. The guys were waiting for me in the locker room, as they normally do, to watch film. And I walked in, smile on my face, told them, hey, guys, the sun came up, and it was bright this morning. Today's a new day, a new opportunity to get better. We got smacked pretty good last night, but let's learn from it. Let's watch film. Let's get better. And that's the only thing you can control. And I think that probably surprised them a little bit, because they know how competitive I am and things like that. But that's the approach I took, is, hey, it doesn't do us any good to pout about it. We just need to get better. We have to take that opportunity from Friday night against a really good team, I thought, that really played great, a good team that played great, as an opportunity to learn, as an opportunity to get better. And it's amazing, you know this, Frank, that I had their ears a little bit more Saturday. They listened a little bit harder Saturday after Friday night's game. And they took what we worked on for 2 days and carried it over last night. So that's all you can ask.
What's your passionate father saying about your club?
He knows they play hard. I haven't talked to him a whole lot since last night's game. He was at the game. He left right afterwards. But he likes these guys. Obviously, he's come to several practices and things like that. But he thinks this is a team that's going to continue to get better throughout the season.
One final thought. As much as I liked Coach Majerus and as close as I was to him, I thought the one thing he kind of blew it, where he said, I didn't recruit them, they didn't recruit me. You have not taken that philosophy. They are your guys, and you have completely adopted them.
Absolutely. Well, I really do. I love these kids. They've accepted me, and that meant a lot to me. They've really accepted me, accepted a little bit different approach on different things, and been very acceptable to it. It's not come easy, but they've really accepted me. And as I told, a lot of people were congratulating me after the game, my first win as a Billiken and things like that. And from the bottom of my heart, I'm happy for these kids. I'm happy for Reggie. I'm happy for Mike Crawford. I'm happy for, Jermaine played much better last night than he did the other night. I've experienced a lot of winning and things, and boy, nobody likes winning more than I do, and that's exciting. But you get to a point in your career, it's got to become more about
you know, trying to help these kids and being excited for them to hopefully experience some success. And that's what it's all about. These young men deserve it. I want it for them. And I've just appreciated how they've accepted me.
Good stuff. Do you know Jay Spoonhour at all?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Know him well. Met him when he was, first of all, head coach over at Moberly Junior College, where I kind of got to know him a little bit. Have known him since those days.
Good stuff. We'll see you on Thursday night, Billikens against Eastern Illinois and Jay Spoonhour. Talk to you soon, sir.
Frank, appreciate it. Thanks a lot.
All right, Travis Ford joining us. Hollywood Casino Press Box. He's been a friend of mine for a long time, kind of like Brad Meyer at M&P Landscaping. 426-8833. Get affordable and reliable landscaping in St. Louis. Quality, perfection, personal attention. They've been around since 1995, and Brad Meyer is committed to excellence. He's also a huge basketball fan. But they have high-quality, reliable landscaping. I've said it before, my yard was a shambles, and now it looks like Augusta, Georgia because of Brad Meyer. Call this number. Get those leaves done. You know, problem if you do them yourself, there's still a bunch of scattered leaves. If they do it, they got these powerful blowers, and they put them right on the driveway, and it's absolutely perfect. Brad Meyer at M&P Landscaping, 426-8833. We want to give out a communicator of the day, too. Any interesting text out there?
Let's see. We have in my by announcement meeting, we're getting a team, majority owned by Bass Pro, says the Kirkwood Cuddler. You mean the MLS is not going to have a 5-1 vote for the project by a special commission of owners, and then the whole league of owners vote against it after backroom deals are made? Steven Wildwood.
So Steve's hearing, is it Johnny Morris?
Kirkwood Cuddler is the one who seems to think the Bass Pro owner may have a role. Steven Wildwood is, like many of us, still bothered by what transpired in that back room in Houston many months ago.
Yeah, it was brutal. Because, you know, there was a time on that day where you thought, what? You know what? The other project is the one that they're going to get. Feeling really good. And then Jerry Jones said, nope, it's not going to be the way it's done.
Speaking of the Rams, some news for you. I'm seeing Adam Schefter reporting that Jared Goff will make his first start on Sunday. And that's actually Chris Mortensen who broke that story. So Rams fans will finally get to see their number one overall pick.
Miami at home, I believe, right?
Careful what you wish for.
Yes, that is a home game in Los Angeles.
Well, I hate to root against the young man who's done nothing wrong, but gosh, throw a couple of picks.
Wonder if ticket sales were lagging and that's why they had to jump to make the move. Oh, hey, yeah. If your mortgage is lagging, you should call Ryan Kelly. He was the number one mortgage lender for most loans closed in the Midwest by the Scotsman's Guide. You have to ask yourself, why would you go anywhere else? Why would you not call the number one loan originator in the entire Midwest? The Home Loan Expert team is in a new office in Brentwood. You have probably seen their sign when you're at 40 and I-70 or 170, I believe. Call Ryan and his team at 314-781-9700 or visit their website at thehomeloanexpert.com.
All right. What else you got there?
Scrolling through our text line. Oh, if Jared has a kid, he should name him Jack. That's from Stephen Wildwood. Say it internally before you say it out loud.
Who did that one?
That's pretty good.
That's good. I like that. That was Stephen Wildwood.
All right, let's give it to him.
About that one. That one is.
Gosh.
That one
how do you get around that? What if you're a broadcaster and Jared's son, Jack, is playing quarterback?
Maybe it's kind of like how we do Hugh. It's you do a long pause. Here's Jack Goff with the throw.
Jack Goff back to throw.
Here's first name Jack.
Last name Goff in the pocket.
What a performance today by Jack Goff. You're going to definitely need that pause.
Yes.
It's like Brent Musburger once told me that Fukudome, who used to play for the Cubs.
Yeah.
That was a career, you know, ending name.
Oh, if you screwed that up.
Yeah.
Help you. God help you.
Fukudome.
Yeah. By the way, I want to mention that we have a listener rewards thing this week. You save even more and our prices have dropped. You can get $50 to Wildwood Pub, Rich and Charlie's, or Bishop's Post. Ranked for $20. And don't forget the Ambush 5 Ticket Flex Packs still on sale for 50% off. That's just for $55. Log on and save at insidesteel.com and click Listener Rewards. We've had some of the food that have been brought our way. Cha-cha-cha, Rich and Charlie's, and you had Bishop's Post last week. And it's
Bishop's
been outstanding.
Post. Yeah, spectacular. No doubt about it. That bacon-wrapped shrimp is some of my favorites. All right, what else we got here?
Frank, it's sad that you know who is up next in the Rams schedule. You disappoint me. That's from Catfish.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. In fact, let me tell you something. Bush comes into the studio, comes into the sports office last night, Brian. He says, all right, let's go through this. Can they win? What do we got here? So we went through all the games. So I think they're going 7-9, but I had them losing last week to the Jets. So that was kind of a shock. One final thought about quantum vision centers before we get out of here. Dr. Michael Jones, he's regarded as one of the best in the business. Yes, he is. And if you're looking, I mean, if you are looking for a great place for your eyes to be taken care of in the most professional way possible, there's only one place to go, and that is Quantum Vision Centers. Dr. Michael Jones did my eyes. He did my son's eyes, about three or four people, Channel 5's eyes, and they can do it like nobody else. Quantum Vision Centers, the laser surgery, get it done in 11 seconds, and you are set forever. All right, that'll do it for this edition of the program. Great work today. I mean great work today by Brian and by Brendan. We'll be back tomorrow. Coming up next, the Writer's Block. We'll be back in 22.